kids that were black had to get on a school bus and go up to Bailey Johnson, which is out on Kimball Bridge now, or it would have been if it's still, it's not there any longer. But they had to go to high school up there and ride the bus. Now, before Roswell was a high school, just elementary school, everybody that in the ninth grade, no matter what color you were, you went to Milton to high school. And then when Roswell started the high school, the blacks still had to go up to Bailey Johnson and the whites went to Roswell. And there was nobody hardly ever moving into Roswell. No ethnic background other than the white general population and some of the blacks that went to Bailey Johnson. We had no blacks in the school at that time.
We've heard that there has been a black community in Roswell for a long time, though. Were you aware of it back then?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I used to play with the blacks growing up, yeah. We'd play together one day and fight the next. You know?
We did that with the white boys, too, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The black community was primarily down on Webb Street, if you know where Webb Street is. The old salvage place down through there is Webb Street, and then down Oxbow, and then off of Oxbow is the only other section of black community that was in Roswell that we knew of. So there weren't many blacks in Roswell per se.
Well, but actually, it was just mostly southern white. You know, there were a lot of, like, the northern states didn't start moving in until later on.
Well, we've heard some about the mill here and some of the people who worked for the mill. Was that a distinct group of people in Roswell, too, that you would recognize?
Yeah, her daddy was superintendent of that mill.
Oh, really?
Red.
Okay.
Well, he was superintendent of when it closed down.
Mr. George was the first superintendent, and then Dad took over.
Well, you had mill, what we call Mill Village, is down off of Sloan Street. I don't know if people still refer to it as Mill Village.
Well, it was
mostly for the workers. Huh?
Mostly for the workers.
Those houses were built for the workers that worked at the mill. And Roswell store was the general store where the workers of the mill could go buy what they wanted to and charge and put it on the tab, but at the end of the week they'd go out and pay off what they had bought. And that's just the way it was. And most of the people that lived in the mill village worked for the mill.
Well, don't you think they were like, you had the mill workers, you had the pants factory, and then you had, and then people started going to Atlanta to work. Farmers started branching out to go to other things. So that was about the industry, right? I mean,
yeah, you had the pants factory, which is say right where the police station is now, on Hill Street. And you had the mill, and that was about, and you had Donahue Seating Company, which made church pews.
That's right.
And that's about the only manufacturing you had in Roswell at that time.
Did those businesses employ a lot of the 2,000 people here?
Yeah. The mill did. It ran three shifts a lot, and they would employ probably 30, 40 per shift, so they probably employed 100 people about it. And the pants factory probably that many.
Okay.
And then Donahue employed a good many.